say they've killed terrorists. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They call the Kurds, who are U.S. allies in the fight against ISIS, in day two of Turkey's military operation into northern Syria. Fox's Simon Owen has the update live.
Dave, Turkey's president claiming 109 militants, meaning Kurds, have been killed so far.
109 terrorists.
And Recep Tayyip Erdogan is angrily rejecting international criticism of the attack. Addressing European countries who've condemned the incursion, he said, pull yourself together. And he called Saudi Arabia and Egypt dishonest. Turkey says ground troops are making progress, although Kurdish fighters are disputing that claim. Dave?
Simon, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is defending President Trump, who says it's time to get out of an endless war. Pompeo tells PBS NewsHour the U.S. did what it went to Syria to do.
President Trump made the decision that we would begin a campaign that would take down the caliphate. We succeeded in that.
The president has warned Turkey wiping out the Kurds would lead to economic devastation. A new Fox poll shows growing support for impeaching President Trump. 51% want him removed from office. The president insists he did nothing wrong, asking for Joe and Hunter Biden to be investigated. Ukrainian President Zelensky said today he did not feel pressured.
There was no blackmail. Not at all. As that was not a theme of our conversation.
Zelensky says he did not know at the time of the call in July military aid to Ukraine was being delayed. Many Californians will wake up with no electricity after the utility PG&E cut it off to 700,000 homes and businesses, fearing gusty winds could knock down power lines and spark deadly wildfires. Some residents frustrated.
We had hotter weeks, and there was nothing happening. You know, it was windy too those days. And now the weather is kind of like semi-cool, and they're going to do this.
A small but fast-moving wildfire in the San Francisco area prompting evacuations this morning near the St. Mary's College campus. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
As 51% of people surveyed in the new Fox poll support President Trump being impeached and removed from office, Joe Biden agrees with them.
To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
A Democratic 2020 candidate, the president wanted it investigated in Ukraine, also said while campaigning in New Hampshire.
He's afraid about just how badly I will beat him next November.
The president's reply?
Well, he's falling like a rock. We have him on tape with corruption.
Now tonight, expect the president to again push back against House Democrats and their impeachment inquiry at a rally in Minnesota.
Crews are busy in Minneapolis putting up fencing for tonight's rally at the Target Center, where protesters and tens of thousands of Trump supporters are expected.
We do not welcome that kind of rhetoric here.
That amid dueling feuds with Democratic Mayor Jacob Frey, who the Trump campaign argued tried then backed off from imposing bloated security costs. The city's police officers also bashing the mayor for a new rule barring them from appearing in uniform alongside the president, as people in Minneapolis tell us.
People should be able to express themselves.
He's done a lot for our country. It's a free nation, free speech for those who support him.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
They're playing ball in China, an NBA preseason game underway. The Brooklyn Nets and the LA Lakers being boycotted by Chinese media, still upset over the Houston Rockets GM's tweet supporting protests against democracy or for democracy in Hong Kong. The NBA supported the GM's comments. In baseball's playoffs, the Washington Nationals beat the LA Dodgers 7-3 on a 10th inning grand slam home run. Washington advances to the National League Championship Series to take on St. Louis after the Cardinals blew out the Braves in Atlanta 13-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. ESPN 93.5. Cardinals advance to the National League Championship Series, and they get to host it?
Wow.
Home field advantage beginning tomorrow night in St. Louis. Unbelievable. You can never know in sports, that's for sure. Let's check your local news.
It's brought to you by Healthy Living Spas, available to you for checkout this weekend at Dick's Sporting Goods, Marketplace Mall, Factory Direct Savings in the parking lot, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from noon to 7. Check out the Master Spa made right here in America. They'll have some financing on the spot. For details, healthylivingspas.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Gibson City funeral director is accused of stealing more than $60,000 from a previous employer. The News Gazette says 51-year-old Michelle Rosenbaum, who runs Rosenbaum Funeral Home, was not arrested, but was ordered to appear in court on October 23rd. Rosenbaum allegedly stole the money through a series of acts performed at different times between January of 2010 and November of 2017. She was charged with one count of theft in excess of $10,000 in connection to the thefts that happened while she was the funeral director at Lamb Young Funeral Home in Gibson City. The Urbana Park District is planning an open house on October 15th so area residents can learn about two upcoming projects at Crystal Lake Park. The News Gazette says one project involves providing rock structure and bank stabilization within the saline stream at the park. The other project will include restoring the lake shoreline, installing a new playground, and work on the boat dock and pavilion. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Healthy Living Pool and Spas are going to have their master spas and hot tubs on display right outside of Dick's at Marketplace Mall Friday, October 11th in the afternoon into the evening through Sunday at 7. Preston, share some details.
So Michael Phelps has been with the team. He's been a brand ambassador for Master Spas. We do have a premium line of both hot tubs and swim spas that are the Michael Phelps lines. They come with all the bells and whistles.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday outside of Dick's Sporting Goods at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. HealthyLivingPoolAndSpa.com.
Yeah, that'll be a neat thing. Dick's Sporting Goods parking lot tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Be worth running by. They can finance it. They'll deliver it, set it up, all that stuff. These are good boys out there.
Preston and Christian.
Yep. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket of Florists from Simple to Simply Magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com.
Clouds in a high 77 today, down to 64 this evening. Chance of rain later at 20%. 90% shot at showers in the forecast tomorrow. High 66, dipping down to 33. We've got a high 55 on Saturday with sunshine, down to 41. 64 with sunshine on Sunday. We're currently at 55, a little on the foggy side, it seems like, too. Anyway, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, here we go, getting chillier. We know it's coming, and we know it's football for 11 a.m. kick with Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be layered up. Oh, yeah. Steve, have you gained weight? No, just layered up. How many layers? 7.
Exactly.
Cardinals win. Unbelievable. Get 10 runs. That's the biggest inning in the history of playoffs.
Wow.
You don't get 10 runs in an inning in the playoffs, and you certainly don't get it in the first inning.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I sure didn't expect that one. I was hoping that the Cardinals could win with Jack Flaherty, and they did, but I didn't think it'd be 13-1. So the Cardinals, after all of that, going into the playoffs with the worst record, 91-71, pretty good record, but it's still the worst record in all of baseball making the playoffs this year, will now host as home field advantage because the Nationals shocked the Dodgers last night. 3-1 in the eighth, Clayton Kershaw comes in and throws two consecutive home run balls. Nationals tie it, go ahead on a Howie Kendrick grand slam of the 10th, Nationals 7, Dodgers 3. The baseball playoffs are down to the final four. Cardinals live right here. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock is the first pitch. We'll have it on ESPN 93.5. Happy to welcome back former Deputy Assistant to President George W. Bush, Brad Blakeman. How are you, Brad?
Hey, good morning.
Good to have you back on the program. There are 900 million things to ask you about. Firstly, Louisiana, the president will go. I know he's going to rally there for one of the candidates, who I think is a pretty candid-speaking guy. I've heard him speak. This is a new hub, though, in the immigration detention. Explain, what is this?
Well, what it is it's the luck of the draw. The fact is that in Louisiana, they have unused prisons and facilities that are empty. So what better place to put detainees than places that already exist? You know, we're not targeting an area. Everybody's got to pitch in the country to do their part. And Louisiana is going to take about 6,000 to 8,000 detainees out of a total population of close to 60,000. So it's not an undue burden, but they happen to have the facilities, and we're going to use them.
I don't understand the fail that is Washington when it comes to this issue. Just write the laws that say if you can come to America, you have to come legally. You have to be processed. Get 9,000 judges down there to figure out the asylum. We just don't, we can't get it done. I wonder why.
Well, the reason is we have a Democratic House that would prefer to have this as a political issue for a campaign, cycle after cycle after cycle, rather than to deal with this in a bipartisan way, in a patriotic way. This is a sovereign issue for our country to have secure borders and know who's here, why they're here, what their intent is. It's not what they want; it's what we want and what we need as a country. So. It takes two to tango in Washington. Unfortunately, we have a Democratic House that is preoccupied with inquisition, which they're calling impeachment, but it's really an inquisition to get rid of this president at any cost, and that's why we're not able to solve problems.
If I say Brad Blakeman owes me money, if I say you owe me money, and I say you owe me money enough times, do you owe me money? When they say impeach Donald Trump, for what? For why? Because you don't like him?
Yeah, I mean, it's not enough to hate a guy out of office. You want to beat Donald Trump, do it at the ballot box. But they are afraid they're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So they would like to have him removed for any reason or no reason at all. This is a political process. It's not a judicial process. And Democrats thump their chest. The president doesn't have the rights of as he would as a defendant in a criminal case. He has no rights.
Well, and I just don't get, I don't understand, and maybe you do, Brad, about how we foam at the mouth at polling. How can you trust polling when every poll I've read has at least 20% more Democrats being asked the questions and Republicans shying away from even answering their phone to talk because of ramifications of wearing a red hat? It's not trustworthy.
No, and Democrats should have learned that. When they were ready to coronate Hillary Clinton, all the polls were wrong. And this president defies the polls. So, you know, they can rely on polls. They do it at their peril. It's happened before. It'll happen again. There is a silent majority out there for the reasons that you just stated that, would vote for Donald Trump in a heartbeat and will again. But they're not going to be subject to the ridicule for saying so.
And how about going into Minneapolis tonight? What do you think is going to happen there? It's going to be jam-packed, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be packed. And the Democratic mayor, who's, trying to be the skunk at the party, has been bad-mouthing the president, which has only increased the amount of people who want to go see the president. It'll be a packed house. There'll be thousands outside. And, Donald Trump's going to take it to them in chapter and verse as to why this country is so broken.
Well, and listen, Donald Trump is not my favorite president, but I've got no choice. I'm not voting for Elizabeth Warren, for crying out loud. There's nobody else. The Democrats have gone so off the wagon. I don't get it. I don't understand how they can go AOC on me, Brad.
Well, they've surrendered their party. To a radical socialist agenda. You know, I remember years ago, if you called a Democrat a socialist, you were defaming them. Now they get, ticked off at if you don't call them a Democratic socialist. Our country isn't going socialist in 2020. We're not going socialist anytime soon. So, I mean, they can select somebody who's totally unelectable, and that's exactly what I think what they're going to do.
So what do you think? You know Washington, D.C. You know this game. What happens in 2020, Brad Blakeman?
Donald Trump's going to be reelected, and a lot of it is going to be on his record, and a lot of it is going to be on default by Democrats not putting somebody up who's even worthy to be considered. So Donald Trump will be elected. Why? It's because he made good on his promises. The economy is good. We're not at war. Everything he said he was going to do, he's done. And it just confounds the Democrats because they just don't like him.
Well, they're going to need something the size of Texas for the safe place, the safe room, because there's going to be some distraught people that are going to need. I mean, I'm serious. They're just going to be. I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be unbelievable. Do you think he'll win by more than he did?
I think it's very possible that he wins, yes, more than he did on the popular vote and on the electoral vote. And I happen to think that if they continue on this path of inquisition and socialism, that there's a distinct possibility they could also lose the House. So, you know, Democrats are going down a very slippery slope. And when Donald Trump's reelected, perhaps Canada will build a wall to keep the Democrats out.
Lastly, I enjoyed the moment between Ellen DeGeneres and George W. Bush. That was pretty cool.
Isn't that great? But isn't it a shame that it was even necessary?
Yeah.
That she say that.
Well, and there's some people on the left in L.A. that are still mad at her. So how could you sit by a... It is just head shaking. Brad, thank you for your time. Always, I appreciate you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you. Former Deputy Assistant to George W. Bush, Brad Blakeman in Virginia this morning, ESPN 93.5. Jump to our morning sports. Good news, Cardinal fans. The Redbirds are playing on, and they host as a home field advantage against Washington in the NLCS. Are you kidding me?
What? Such a crazy day of baseball yesterday. Game 5 for the Astros and Rays today. Who knows what's going to happen there?
It might be the Cardinals and the Tampa Bay Rays in the World Series for all we know.
Talk about underdogs.
Wow.
Anyway, 13-1 was the final over the Braves yesterday. Cardinal fans were sure excited about getting out of the gate with 10 runs. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Cardinals are headed back to the NLCS after a 13-1 win over the Atlanta Braves last night in Atlanta at SunTrust Park. The Cardinals jumping on the Braves for 10 runs in the first inning. They would add a run in the second and two runs in the third. Jack Flaherty would pick up the win. The Cardinals right-hander would go six innings, giving up just four hits and one earned run, walking one and striking out eight.
I've got a lot of respect for Snit and his staff and that club over there. We just won a hard-fought series against a really, really, really good baseball team that's very, very well managed, coached, and they played the game the right way, and a lot of respect for the Braves. So we appreciate the ability to compete against them.
The Cardinals know that they will take on the Washington Nationals. They came from behind to beat the Dodgers 7-3, scoring twice in the top of the eighth inning while trailing 3-1. And Howie Kendrick grand slam in the 10th won it. Cardinals and Nats will start in St. Louis on Friday night. I'm Chris Raby on the Cardinals Radio Network.
He has earned the distinction as the greatest catcher in Cardinals history. What other superlatives define Yadier Molina? Adam Wainwright.
Champion.
Matt Carpenter.
Teammate.
Mike Schilt.
No doubt Hall of Famer.
Willie McGee.
The face of the franchise.
He's the one, the only Yadier Molina. And he's being honored with a one-of-a-kind tribute in the 2019 Cardinals yearbook. Pick up this exceptional salute to an extraordinary talent at cardinals.com/publications or 314-345-9000.
Yeah, with L.A. leading the game until the 8th, 3-1, it looked like it could have been wrapped up, but then went into extra innings. Howie Kendrick with a grand slam. Nationals win 7-3.
Yep.
And the Dodgers with 106 wins.
Well, it's the most wins in their franchise history. They have the most home runs in the history of the National League. This is a real shock for the L.A. Dodgers.
Number 6, Minnesota beat number 17, our Illini in volleyball in four sets yesterday.
Yeah.
Giants and Patriots in NFL action tonight.
Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we're looking good. We've got a high of 77 expected today. More clouds, low 64, and a 20% chance of showers late tonight. We've got a 90% chance of rain in the forecast tomorrow. High 66, low 33. 55 the high on Saturday, down to 41. Fall-like conditions. conditions for that Michigan game. 64 the high on Sunday with sunshine. With the clouds, we're at 55 on ESPN 93.5.
Let me give you a chance to win some Michigan football tickets. Stand by. Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer. Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's Thursday. It's October 10 at 7:20 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are waiting for news from today's high-level trade negotiations with China. The talks are taking place in Washington, D.C. Luxury business LVMH is surprising Wall Street with stronger-than-expected sales growth in its summer quarter, despite protests in one of its biggest markets, Hong Kong. LVMH is parent company of Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior, and other high-end brands. Delta Airlines is also reporting a stronger-than-expected summer quarter, though its forecast for the end of this year is weaker than Wall Street was expecting. Hormel Foods is predicting this will be a better-than-expected year. Hormel is parent company of Spam, Jennie-O Turkey, Applegate, and other foods. But cannabis company Hexo is warning it'll face a cash crunch this quarter. Hexo, based in Canada, has delayed retail store openings in major markets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mom season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mom, the biggest, best-priced mom in the state. We grow 20,000 moms, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few moms when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at CountryArbors.com.
We're talking with Shane from Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. And on Thursday, it's Thirsty Thursdays. A bit of a different meaning than what it was when we were in college, right, Shane?
That's right. You know it. Every Thursday in Rosati's Pizza is Thirsty Thursday. After 4 o'clock, you'll get a free 2-liter with any pizza purchase.
What are you having for dinner tonight? Make it Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory, Urbana. MyRosati's.com/Urbana. Or call 328-2334 for delivery in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Romans 8:19 says, "For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed." As the creation awaits, Blossom Basket awaits for the growth and maturity, for the perfect time to sell the most beautiful arrangements to you for a special occasion. Weddings, birthdays, or whatever event. Give Blossom Basket a call at 217-367-ROSE and see the beauty of God's all-natural creation.
Houlihan's tonight. That would be fun.
It would be.
Isn't Miranda Lambert at the State Farm?
Okay. And Maren Morris. It's going to be an awesome show tonight. And it's always great to have some drinks ahead of time right there at Houlihan's, then walk across the street to the State Farm Center. They've moved their Thursday night focus, which happens throughout the summer, into the Tuesday Live in the Lounge feature from 6:30 to 8:30. So coming up on Tuesday the 15th, the Jaybirds will be performing, which will be awesome. Tuesday, by the way, is half-price bottles of wine. And if for some reason you can't finish your bottle of wine, totally fine. They can seal it up safely for you to take it home. So Houlihan's always has drink specials and happy apps from 4 to 6. It's a great place for Sunday brunch from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So keep that in mind, too. I love the mimosa that they create with pineapple juice.
Mm.
In any case, Houlihan's is a great choice. Again, Miranda Lambert's show tonight.
Yeah. Saw Sam the other day hanging out over near the Starbucks, which is by the iHotel front desk.
Yes, very easy in and out if you need a quick fix for some Starbucks coffee.
Yeah, it's all there. iHotel, again, south of the State Farm Center, home of Miranda Lambert tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, CMI, Chemical Maintenance, Inc., if you're moving in someplace, you know somebody who is and there's a bad odor, I did not know about this. The CMI Awesome Odor Busters, CMI's Eat 'Em Alive Cucumber Melon, gets rid of cucumber melon. I don't care what you call it. Can you get rid of the pet urine smell?
Exactly.
The Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of all kinds of odors like food smells, smoke, mold, pet, and more. Check it out on Bloomington Road, locally owned and operated CMI. Give them a call at 359-6262. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts. I was really down on the St. Louis Cardinals about June. Did not think they were a very good baseball team. And here they are in the Final Four, home field advantage over the wild card and hot Washington Nationals. Did not think it would be possible. That's why you never know in sports. In that first inning, Mike Shannon, a little bit as they built their 10-0 lead.
He wouldn't walk the pitcher and walk in another run, would he?
Why not?
Why not? That's what I say. And Flaherty may be taking all the way here and make him throw it 3-2. Here it is, 3-1 pitch. Ball four, he walks him. And the Cardinals now lead 5-0. The 1-0 pitch to Fowler. He could do it. He had 19 during the regular season. Swing and a smash past third. That's going to open the bases. It could clear the bases. One run in, two run in. They're going to stop the runner at third now, and the Cardinals lead 7-0. 7 runs in the first inning. Wow. This is the first time we've had any thing like this on either side. Here is the pitch to Colton Wong. Runners at second and third. Infield in. Swing and a line drive into left center. That's going to score two more. And the Cardinals lead 9-0.
Wow. I just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. And then you get Clayton Kershaw, one of the finest pitchers in all of baseball, in 35,000 pitches in the regular season. He's never given up two home runs back-to-back on two consecutive pitches.
That's
never.
Right.
35,000 times he's thrown it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second time in the playoffs that's happened to him. Clayton Kershaw gave up two home runs. The Dodgers were ahead 3-1, then 3-3 after that happened. Then they go to the 10th, and Howie Kendrick, who? Pretty good hitter, a real old veteran, grand slam.
Yeah.
Shocking. And the Dodgers are stunned in L.A. today. They were supposed to play whoever and finally win after two appearances in the World Series in a row and not winning, and it's time to win that. Oh, they didn't get through the first round? That's sports. Unreal. Hey, want to go to the Michigan-Illinois football game? I've got 4 tickets right in front of me.
Sounds good. Good seats, too.
Well, they are, and these are $65 each. That's $110. $260 in Michigan-Illinois seats.
Ooh.
This is one of the prime games on the schedule. Michigan comes in a 20-point favorite, 19. And, you know, never know. Again, never know. The Cardinals weren't going to win either.
Right.
People
at Busch Stadium were getting ready for Friday now.
It is unbelievable. They got to get ready for hosting the National League Championship Series. That was so unlikely just a few months ago. So Illinois, Michigan, you never know.
That's right.
Michigan is not that great. They're very good defensively, not great offensively, so you never know. If you want to go root on the Fighting Illini, I'm looking at you for the 10th call, right? 10th, let's text right now. 10th text, same number, 359-2255. Text in Illini. If you want to cheer on my team, our team, Saturday morning at 11 against Michigan, he'll bring that nasty, annoying band. it's one thing to beat you. It's another thing that... please. Enough. Anyway, 359-2255. Need you.
We'll have to have our marching Illini play louder.
Yes, louder. Mic ours, don't mic them. 359-2255, text in Illini. 10th text in, wins four nice seats, Illinois, Michigan, Saturday morning, 11. Good luck. News next, 729.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com and you'll be pleased.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back. And Discover is matching it. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Turkey's president claims that more than 100 terrorists, that's what he calls Kurdish fighters allied with our military, have been killed so far in a military operation in northern Syria with American troops now moved out.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the pullback of U.S. troops on PBS NewsHour.
Sunday night, it became very clear that there were American soldiers that were going to be at risk, and the president made a decision to put them in a place where they were out of harm's way.
The Republican-led Senate is putting together a bipartisan package of sanctions against Turkey, prohibiting arms sales to the nation.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. About 730,000 homes and businesses in northern and central California have now had their power cut off on purpose to prevent wildfires from any power lines knocked down by heavy wind. John Heary lives in San Jose, says if this drags on,
possibly go to a hotel or go to a family, you know, because we can't live that many days without light.
And there could be intentional power outages in Southern California kicking in today. America's listening to Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal. In downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana Park District is planning an open house on October 15th so area residents can learn about two upcoming projects at Crystal Lake Park. The News Gazette says one project involves providing rock structure and bank stabilization within the saline stream at the park. The other project will include restoring the lake shoreline, installing a new playground, and work on the boat dock and pavilion. Representatives from the Urbana Park District and participating engineering firms will be there to give feedback and answer questions. Governor J.B. Pritzker has released a five-year economic plan for the state. The plan's goals include building long-term growth through exports, startups, research and development, and more. Pritzker identifies concentrated industry clusters that he says are ripe for expansion. They include farming, energy, information technology, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You could throw the challenge flag in real life so that you could slow everything down and let the experts take a second look. Mortgage lenders are like referees. Some are better than others, and sometimes even the best miss a call. If you aren't 100% sure that you're getting the best possible deal on your mortgage, call me, David Nelson, and the team of local mortgage experts at INB to throw the challenge flag on your mortgage lender today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Davidson NMLS is 1718338.
Here. What's your name?
This is Josh.
Josh, you win.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Any chance for my team Saturday against Michigan?
I don't know. I sure hope so, though.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Enjoy. Wear your orange. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You bet. Josh Wilson in Tuscola wins.
I believe a first-time texter to 359-2255.
Appreciate that.
Awesome.
Honda BMW, appreciate them, because I know if I need anything, I just go over there. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. Service before, during, and after the sale. And as an award-winning dealership, what does that look like? Well, that's why you got to go in. So I always go over here, right? Well, I use them. Okay, that's fine. But if you are into saying, you know, I've heard a lot of good things about Honda, and you have because they're true. They're just a great vehicle. All the different types, you want the SUV, you want the van, you want the truck, you want Civic? I think the Civic's the best buy in cars. Start under $20,000 for that. Apple Play? I mean, it's... Anyway, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say to my friend Ben Quattrone, drivechampagne.com online or off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's Honda BMW. Visit today and just give them a chance to earn your business before you buy anything. All right. It is Thursday morning. It is October 10. Cardinals again tomorrow night in St. Louis. Didn't know that till late last night when the Nationals upset the Dodgers. Otherwise, the Cardinals would have opened in L.A. tomorrow night. But no, because Washington is a wild card and the Cardinals won the Central. They host and have home field advantage in this best of seven. Here's your weather now from the National Weather Service.
At 7:35, we're at 55 degrees, up to 77 today, with more clouds and a low 64 and a slight chance of showers tonight. 90% chance of rain tomorrow, high 66, low 33. 55 the high on Saturday with sunshine, down to 41, up to 64, down to 36 on Sunday. More fall-like conditions as we come into the weekend. Again, 55 on ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome our friend Simon Owen, Fox News Radio. He is stationed in London, England. I was in Paris last Thursday. I tried to look for you over the window from my seat. I couldn't see you near Harrods, but I was trying to get a glimpse. Anyway, Simon, Syrian military operation underway. What do you know on the ground this morning? What do we got?
Morning, Stevie. Well, we've just had an update, or at least the latest Turkish assessment of how they see this as going. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, traveled to Parliament and spoke to lawmakers there, and he said that already, less than 24 hours into this operation, 109, well, he called them terrorists. He means Kurdish fighters, the Kurds who have been on the United States side in the war against ISIS. Erdogan said 109 have been killed so far. That's his side of the story. We haven't been able to confirm that. That would be a high death count if confirmed, but that's what Erdogan is saying is happening. That would suggest that it's a pretty major assault that is underway. And also in Parliament, he angrily rejected international criticism of this attack. You know, the White House has said it's a bad idea, but European countries have been more forceful, and a number of them have really condemned this. He said to Europe, pull yourself together. He said Saudi Arabia and Egypt are dishonest. Turkey is saying, to really boil it down, that the ground troops are making progress, although Kurdish fighters are disputing that.
Why did we back down? Why did we pull out? Do you have any more information on why the United States decided this was the time?
Well, President Trump says that it was time to get out of what he calls endless wars. And so he announced almost a year ago now that the U.S. was going to pull out its 2,000-odd troops that remained in Syria. We think around 1,000 of those over the past 10 months or so have left, but you still have roughly 1,000 there, and 150 or so of them were special forces who were patrolling this border area, the Turkey-Syria border on the Syria side with the Kurds. And, you know, 150, it's a small force, but that was all that was required to stop Turkey from going in and attacking the Kurds, who, as I say, have been key U.S. allies in recent years. At the same time, there is a balance to be struck because Turkey is a long-standing NATO ally, but it considers the Kurds terrorists and a security threat. So the president decided that, I mean, it sounds a bit like he was on the phone to President Erdogan of Turkey, and perhaps Erdogan made it clear that his patience was running out. He wanted to go in, and President Trump wants out of Syria, and so he decided to, you know, the way critics are describing this is sort of throw the Kurds under a bus and leave them to it. And those Kurds, you know, we've had contact with various U.S. military sources in Syria, but Fox News spoke with one very upset U.S. soldier in Syria serving along the Kurds, and that this person described it like this, said, I'm ashamed for the first time in my career. The Kurds are pleading for our support. We are doing nothing, just standing by and watching it unfold.
Yeah. Again, I don't understand the dynamics and the timing of it. And if the Kurds were our allies, why we leave them in such a precarious position to just say, we're done? I don't know. I know there's a lot of history and background there.
The president's argument is that ISIS caliphate has been defeated, and that is the territorial structure, the land that ISIS grabbed 4 or 5 years ago in a very dramatic manner, that ambition to create an Islamic State led by ISIS has been defeated. That caliphate has gone, and that's his argument, that the caliphate has been defeated. But ISIS has not been defeated. You know, the ideology survives. There are thousands upon thousands of ISIS prisoners and their families being held by the Kurds in camps in northern Syria. The Kurds have made it clear that if they're having to fight the Turks now, they aren't going to be able to defend those camps. So the president's central argument is that ISIS caliphate has been destroyed, but that doesn't mean the group itself has been.
Well, I can see why you could, essentially the way it's structured, you could never leave. You'd have to always be there, or this day would come where they're going to have to stand alone, and they probably can't. So I guess he could say, you know, there's never a leaving point. And some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle says, oh, that's the point. We got to stay and keep it tamped down. Simon, always a pleasure to get the story from you from London. We certainly appreciate you, my friend. I'll see you at 4, Harrods.
Thanks, Stevie.
You bet. Someday we'll meet at Harrods at 4.
Yeah, that would be nice. I know when I had him on when you were in Europe, I asked him if he's run into Sting at all and got his digits for me.
Yeah,
but
nothing.
Of course, no.
Work it,
not
Simon.
Yet.
Work it.
Exactly.
Because everybody knows if you speak like Simon, you know Sting.
Exactly.
Come on. 7:41. We're going to have an offer later today on Tay and Piper on the Drive. Mettler Center. Remember last month when I said, I'm willing to give you a $100 bill if you'll go to Mettler and have them give you that free 30-minute consultation? Well, many of you did that, and many of you are absolutely overwhelmed by how good Mettler is.
Mm-hmm.
And many of you have stayed on for treatment to fix you.
Yes.
Because you've done other physical therapy, and it just didn't do it. Mettler goes a little deeper. They have the Mettler method, which is unique.
That's right. My friend Rob had a testimony yesterday of having a visit with Mettler and saying, I'm just so tired of just having pain pills to on issues on my lower back. So if they could do something therapy that I could solve the problem, that'd be awesome.
Well, that's what they're doing, and if you want to win a chance for me to pay you to help you, I'm actually giving you money to do something you ought to be doing, and that's get some more answers, because living in pain is debilitating. And I know your shoulder's been hurting for a very long time. Why put up with that? 5 mm-hmm. o'clock tonight, Tay and Piper on the Drive will give you a chance to pick up $100. I'll do 10 of these, my friends. 5 or 10? I have to check the count. We'll do a lot of them.
Okay.
But we'll give you a chance at 5 o'clock tonight on the Drive. Be listening for your chance. And don't forget to go to Go Stever. Go Stever. It's our new program where essentially I pay you to go places and you keep the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked me the other day, where's the business model on that? And I said, where's the business model? I don't know. Anyway, sure fun. So be listening later today for our offer and go to ghoststever.com to get registered. We got some online stuff coming.
Sounds good.
Okay, got a break for the sports. The Fighting Illini play Michigan. Josh is excited to go. We gave away 4 tickets. One more round of that tomorrow, 11 a.m. It's going to be chilly. So keep that in mind. You're going to be in the 40s when you're tailgating.
Quick testimonial on Mettler. Just texted in to 359-2255. My insurance is going to come through, going to start in week 2 next week with Mettler.
It's very exciting when there's hope to rid yourself of a frozen shoulder.
Yes, I've had that.
So anyway, listen today at 5 for your next offer for Stevie J to pay you to help you.
Mm-hmm.
7:43, Cardinals are playing on. And I got to be honest, I didn't see it coming.
That's right.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit. Welcome back to this great college football rivalry. Earlier today, we mic'd up the huddle, and here's what we heard.
Woo! Yeah, baby! You know what time it is?
What time is it?
Grill time!
What time is it?
Grill time!
Woo!
They ain't ready for this home game. When I say smoke, you say sausage. Smoke!
Sausage!
Smoke!
Sausage!
Hands in. Eckridge on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Eckridge!
Woo! Fire up that grill!
That is one intense home gate. Eckridge, you do you.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary?
Missing out on GEICO for help with homeowners and renters insurance. GEICO makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great! You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy GEICO Week. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casimir, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery in Champaign today or visit cublindman.com.
Save the date for trick-or-treating with the stores. It's back Sunday, October 27th in the Oven Basketball Practice Facility at 4th and St. Mary in Champaign from 3 to 5. Free candy, autographs from the U of I women's basketball team and coaching staff. Powered by the U of I Community Credit Union, the Department of Athletics at Illinois, ChampaignMoms.com, and ESPN 93.5. Visit ESPNCU.com.
Be the hit of game day with Hickory River Smokehouse. Every get-together needs ribs, beef brisket, wings, and pulled pork. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Throw in some of their famous sides, and it's a party. Whether you're feeding just the kids or the entire gang, you are covered. Call ahead and pick up on game day. Your guests will thank you. In Springfield, Urbana, Peoria, Decatur, and at HickoryRiver.com.
Yeah, here we go. ESPN 93.5, 746, and sports headlines.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Right out of the gate with those 10 runs. 13-1 was the final.
Have you ever watched a baseball game where it was 10-0, and in the bottom of the first inning, the Cardinals, before the Atlanta Braves come to the plate, the Cardinals make a defensive change. You do that in the eighth and ninth innings.
Right.
They put Harrison Bader in center, Tommy Edman in third, and took Matt Carpenter out because they're up 10. They're playing defense.
Right.
Unbelievable. Never
imagine
seen it.
Imagine being in the line to get a drink, and you're like, what? What happened? I was just trying to find my seat,
trying
hot dog here.
To park, and I missed the game.
Exactly.
I missed the game. It's 27-minute half inning.
Right.
Wow.
In any case, let's get your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals are headed back to the NLCS after a 13-1 win over the Atlanta Braves last night in Atlanta at SunTrust Park. The Cardinals jumping on the Braves for 10 runs in the first inning. They would add a run in the second and two runs in the third. Jack Flaherty would pick up the win. The Cardinals' right-hander would go six innings, giving up just four hits and one earned run, walking one and striking out eight.
I've got a lot of respect for Snit and his staff and that club over there. We just won a hard-fought series against a really, really, really good baseball team that's very, very well managed, coached, and they played the game the right way, and a lot of respect for the Braves. So we appreciate the ability to compete against them.
The Cardinals know that they will take on the Washington Nationals. They came from behind to beat the Dodgers 7-3, scoring twice in the top of the eighth inning while trailing 3-1. Then Howie Kendrick grand slam in the 10th won it. Cardinals and Nats will start in St. Louis on Friday night. I'm Chris Raby on the Cardinals Radio Network.
So in some of the trends that come out of this great storyline of the St. Louis Cardinals is the St. Louis Cardinals manager, Mike Schilt, doing a fiery, explosive speech to the team.
Expletive-filled,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I don't think it was good. I think he just kind of went off, and I don't think he thought anybody was filming
sure.
him.
Sure, and Randy
Rosarena. Rosarena was actually doing live Instagram. And
rookie outfielder.
Had a lot of F-words, which I think is not appropriate, but I don't think Mike Schilt thought anybody was recording.
Sure.
This is for his team, and it shouldn't have. I'm surprised by it, but I think there was some built-up frustration.
Right, because of the Braves. Well, kind of punks.
I mean, there's some punkish behavior by Atlanta. I don't think there's any question. I think they were, they had a little thing going on, a little jib and jab and back.
Right.
But it happens in a series. And Schilt said the right things at the end, said it was an honor to compete with them. And he said then in the locker room with the guys, it was quite a bit different.
Right.
It was nobody's doing that to us. We're coming. Yeah, you can't do that to
us. Right.
So it was a bit different. But I promise you, he did not know that was live on Instagram.
Agree.
Yeah. Might want to tell the Rook. Hey, Rook.
Yeah, he said rookie mistake. Yeah. I apologize to my teammates and manager.
manager.
Yeah.
I should have let him know before I posted the video.
Yeah, this was a team chat, not a...
Whoops.
Yeah.
Nationals over Dodgers 7-3, and that was amazing, too. We'll have the Astros and Rays game 5 later today.
What, forget about what I said about Houston. I have no idea. Tampa Bay could beat them, including Garrett Cole. We have no idea.
Right.
I mean, this is just sports and baseball, and the Dodgers are shaking their heads because they were so good, and they were clearly the best team in the National League this year by far. And they're out.
Now, we have the Giants and Patriots in NFL action tonight. In the NBA, it looks like the Lakers-Nets game is going on. Lots of restrictions, no news conferences and all that. They've taken down all the big posters in Shanghai of LeBron and everybody else.
I mean, this, the
they
whole
handed
thing,
out
listen,
all flags of the Chinese flag to everybody there.
This is stemming from the general manager of Houston tweeting out that he supports freedom in Hong Kong. And this has caused all that. And then people like Steve Kerr, who's been so critical of America, so critical of Donald Trump, is mum on China. Why? Because it's too much money.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess principle does not win out all the time. Sometimes money does.
I mean, when it comes to the sneakers, everybody's looking at China.
It's you need the market, mm-hmm. and you don't want to tick off 1.3 billion selling
mm-hmm.
shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's just too debilitating for the money. But the bottom line is all these people that can speak their mind in America, God bless you. But when it comes to China and principle and money, oh, it's an international story. And, yeah, I'm trying to figure it all out. And
New Orleans beat the Bulls by a bucket. Zion Williamson, 29 points in that game.
Yeah, he's going to be
a monster.
Quite an ad to the National Basketball Association. Let's check your weather.
We've got a high 77, clouds, and a chance of rain late, low 64, 90% chance of showers tomorrow, high 66, low 33, 55 the high on Saturday, down to 41 for the Illinois-Michigan game that kicks at 11, and then high 64 on Sunday and Monday. We're currently at 56 on ESPN 93.5.
I like holistic medicine. I believe in holistic medicine. I think it's a great way to go if you don't have to do drugs. I think all of us know somebody or have been directly involved in breast cancer. Is there a new secret weapon for this? We're going to discuss this at about 10 after 8, about 20 minutes from now. All right? ESPN 93.5. Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
We checked out the reviews of the Illini Inn, now fully renovated in Campus Town at 4th and Daniel, Champaign. Here's what stuck out. Best TVs you can see from any angle. Fast service, nice staff, and it's still the Inn. Check out the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. Serving cold drinks and a full menu, the Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
Well, if it's not our old friend Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Stevie. Y'all roughed it up?
Yeah, I really am, and thank you for asking me to be part of the Lifeline Connect Drive for 24 to help fund 24 men off of addiction. How did it go?
It went well. We appreciate you. I know you was very, very tired young man from your trip over across the pond.
I went home and did the dishes, and I swear I don't remember anything after that.
I believe it.
I don't remember anything. I lay down on the couch, and the kids are watching something, and I don't recall anything out till Saturday. Anyway, yeah. I'm glad to be part of it. I was honored, and I think that there's some real energy going with this, and some of the stories, people. It just,
it's incredible. It's hard to believe that there's people that have to live that lifestyle.
But it's the power of God, Troy. There's no other explanation. People can't come back from what these folks have gone through.
It's definitely a miracle. Think miracles will happen, they do.
It's happening all the time. There's no doubt about that. Well, we appreciate Troy Lance. We appreciate Wells and Wells and Eric Kraft and some of the real key players in all of this. It's really inspiring to know the progress being made, money being raised to fill the place up. You have 24 beds.
Right.
Sadly, there's demand for more than that, but you're going to go from 8 and hopefully eventually 24. Speaking of being busy and being active, you guys, I mean, 33 degrees coming up overnight.
I tried to erase that from my eyesight, but yes, it's furnace season. We went from air conditioning to furnace season about in a week's time.
Yeah.
So we're out there busily checking furnaces. And, a lot of people wonder, do I have to check it before I turn it on? Well, if you have regular maintenance on the furnace and you get it done once a year, it doesn't matter if it's January each year or February each year or October, just so that it gets done.
Okay, so how do people reach you, Troy?
355-5512 or landsinc.com.
Hey, listen, always a pleasure. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Talk to you.
Troy Lance, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
I told him as a spotter during the auction last Friday night for Lifeline Connect. LifelineConnect.org, by the way, if you want to keep giving. I wasn't going to wave to him because then he thought I'd bid on something.
Right. So. No, exactly. Scratch your head. It's over.
So Jason was at the Pelicans Bulls game yesterday with his son, Kobe.
Jason, you got to sit right behind the bench. How did that go?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. My son got to meet all the players, including Zion. I got a lot of video. It was pretty amazing. And the fun thing was my daughter and wife, stayed home and got to watch us on the TV the whole game. So my little 5-year-old daughter, she thought it was neat. She was waving at us like she thought we could see her,
I know Zion Williamson is only 6'6", but isn't he about as wide as your house?
Oh, goodness. He's a monster. He's going to be a superstar. If he's not already, he's going to be pretty untouchable. Like I told my son Kobe last night, I said, we might not be able to do this again if the seats would be outrageous, because he has the ability, not just, basketball wise, but star persona wise as a Michael Jordan or a Kobe Bryant. He stands like that.
Wonderfully spoken man, this young man, Zion Williamson. And he's kind of like a Barkley with hops or something, but he moves people out of the way. It's stunning. I mean, how was it that close to watch him play?
It was unbelievable. He's like I said, he's a monster in front of you. It's incredible, and he's a wonderful gentleman too. He's like you said, well spoken, and he's going to be a good one.
And you got your son Kobe, who, by the way, you worked with the Lakers and you knew Kobe and Shaq, so that's probably the reason your son is named Kobe. But were you able to get a signature from Zion?
Oh, yes. All the players, we got signatures from everybody.
That's crazy.
It was fun.
That's so cool.
You'll remember.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks for letting me know about it. And I know you had good seats. So glad you told me, Jason. You're the man, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, Jason, who was behind the bench. Pretty cool.
Right.
All right, going to break for the news. We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5.
Officer Kelly Walton from Champaign Police Department. With your father being in the military, was it he more of a disciplinarian and a tight ship at the house?
Everybody knows being a military family, you travel. And so, I think at one point in time, we were in Omaha, Nebraska, where it was just bitterly cold, it snowed, feet. So, so I was kind of glad to get out of the area and move back into the Missouri, Illinois area. So.
Okay, very good. You mentioned kids. Do they look up to you in this role as a police officer?
It depends on the day. My youngest, she come home from shift, she always asks me, did I get the bad guys? Or, now she's really trying to get, understand, my role, my position, being four. She she's got some idea, don't have all of it there. So, but she's kind of learning. Then, of course, my, you know, my oldest, you know, he's like, yeah, Dad, you know, you're a police officer. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of cool. You know how 14 years
exactly.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Hi, folks. Van for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi, do it.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.